I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Why are you so upset? Because you headbutt the microphone again as we went to break?
No.
He's like blaming it on me, as if I'm one that put it there.
Yeah. You've had a tough week.
We could have just made it through and went into the break and everything been fine. But old Giggles McGee over here stopped the show and
because I stopped the show. Really? I was going into break.
Dude, you got to stop doing this because it's become like a problem with
the mic doesn't move like everybody else's mic.
Dude, it's crazy. It doesn't move different. It's in this, and you've done this now multiple times where you've just gone absolutely been a battering ram.
Did you see me look around to see?
You're like, God, I hope not. Yeah.
Watch me look around.
I hope nobody saw that. Because you knew immediately. And the red light's on.
Not the eye.
It's incredible.
I looked at you first, but I forgot. I should have been looking over at Giggles.
Look at that smile. A1 smile.
She got her revenge for you doing the squeaky voice earlier.
No.
Somehow. You know why? Because karma works.
What do you mean?
Schmied and Schmolnick says 15-yard penalty for targeting.
Dude, you were literally this emoji with the eyes.
How many times are you going to do that where you hit the microphone?
Because look.
Oh, so it does move.
No, but it doesn't move like this one doesn't move.
Leroy.
Right here.
Leroy.
There we go.
Let's be real.
Unbelievable. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the pricey tow, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Heat lose last night, 118-108. They had a tough shooting night. Here was what Eric Spoelstra had to say after the game.
You know, we made a good comeback there at the end, but through three quarters, there was more discouragement from our missed shots that was affecting our concentration level and resolve defensively. Particularly, you know, in that second quarter and then probably through 7 or 8 minutes of that third quarter, you know, that's where we really pride ourselves in being able to hold the fort, find a different way, a different solution, just buckling down, concentrating and defending the way we're capable of. Not to say that we would have gotten stops, but we had several breakdowns, and then you could feel our lack of resolve from the discouragement of missing shots.
I mean, I get them, and I know that's always where you're going to default. You guys missed a lot of shots. I mean, it was a lot of three-pointers.
It couldn't have been any more opposite than the game before.
It was. If there was ever regression to the mean, like, that was that game. After you broke a record, they're like, yeah, cool, dude. That's not going to happen this game.
So Why does this team always struggle when Khalil leads the team at 3 points?
I don't know. That's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
That's a weird thing.
So if he's on his 3-point game, nobody else is.
Dude, he had some moves yesterday. He had that pullback three where he had the garden gnome on him. That was cool. But then he had that finger roll over AD. I was like, whoo!
Goodness.
Wow. Very impressive. Very impressive. Panthers are back on the ice tonight. They take on the Nashville Predators. Please win. That's it. I need the Panthers to win. I'm tired of this nonsense. Giannis Antetokounmpo, if you guys are just joining, got sent for an MRI. Shams has reported this morning that he is out 2 to 4 weeks. Wink. That's the official injury report.
When's the trade deadline?
Not till February.
Oh, okay. So
not till February.
Too soon. He might have peak too soon.
Well, maybe. Or maybe he's just like, you know, wink. Maybe what's really straining him is all this stress on the unknown. Dade Sapp says, so is the microphone. Barry Jackson reports that the Marlins are seeking a veteran bat when they go to the winter meetings.
A cheap veteran bat?
They say they're going to spend a little, you know. I would hope so. I'm going to get like $70 million in revenue sharing. $70 million for existing. Go get me Pete Alonso for a year. Bruce.
Face that way.
Bruce.
There you go.
Yeah, that way.
Get me Pete Alonso for a year. You're getting $70 million for being a cheapskate last year. I want Polar Bear. I want him.
We should put like a little Marlins Park with an arrow and then put Kaseya Center and then put...
you can put right here. North.
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 You know who's a free agent?
Who?
JT Realmuto.
You want him back?
Yeah, I'd take him back.
And then we'd have to move.
Then put Augustine Ramirez at first.
To first?
Yeah. He probably don't want to come back here, though.
Why?
I don't think it ended on the greatest terms. But not a bunch
because
of different people.
Here, a lot of players, it doesn't end well down here. Because the only reason why they get rid of them is because they don't want to pay them. And it's not like they're always asking for big-time contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. You know what I mean? So if he really wanted to be here and he was trying to work something out to be here and they just dumped him because they didn't even want to have the conversation, I think that could leave a sour taste.
Yeah, and they also got – what did they get for him? Oh, they got $6 million for him.
I remember when it happened to me, I wasn't mad at the decision that the team made. I was mad because you thought that the next guy was going to be better than me. I was insulted by that.
They list a first baseman available via WAR. Top first baseman, Pete Alonso. Josh Naylor re-signed with Seattle. I would have loved to get him back. Another guy we let go. He was so immature.
I mean.
He injured himself playing a knife game in the minors.
What was he, 20-something years old?
He can't be that stupid.
Like, really? Be. Really? God, oh, I'm sorry. You just weren't on TV, mister. I'm carrying a keg down the street.
Future, you can't be playing knife games with somebody's hand in the minor leagues.
We played Fruit Ninja in the parking lot.
I don't have to swing a bat.
Okay, you're mixing maturity with job.
He's good.
Like, what does one have to do with the other? Josh, like, you would think. Hold on. Let's see. You would think that depending on the position one has in this world, that he would better understand how to handle his position.
Josh Bell's available.
Correct?
You want him back?
Correct.
Hmm?
Correct. Okay. Look around the world. Is that the case? So why do we expect 19, 20-year-olds to be so much better at it?
To play the knife game?
Why do we expect 19 or early 20-year-olds to be better humans than the people that have been on this earth for over 50 years?
Carlos Santana's available. He's 40.
Tell him bring his guitar.
Luis Arraez, bring him back, play first base. Yeah, you're into that, Dan Day? We need a power hitter, though, dude.
Yeah, we don't need singles.
That guy's always on base.
He is always on base. I understand.
He was always on base when they shipped him.
They did. But they need some bop, dude. Like, I need somebody who can hit some dingers on this team. You know, unless Marcy's going to, like, take an up in the power. I don't know.
Well, keep in mind, there's a lot of guys last year got banged up. So you lost
Konine got hurt. Well, they were saying, too, they could get an outfielder and then put Konine at first base, like his pops. Bless you, dude.
Stowers making a comeback?
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going to go on there because he's apparently they're apparently in negotiations for an extension, but they're not very close.
$50 million is not very close?
No, it's not close.
You're never close when you're negotiating with the why does everybody think, oh.
They just got 70.
But when does Bruce Scherzer, like, I got to ask you, Bruce, when do you want to do something that's just a little fun, baby? You know, like, you had Jeter here. He was a sourpuss, all right? Stick in the mud. But even Lori every once in a while felt froggy. I remember the great Carlos Delgado free agency frenzy. Now, it was a crazy contract. I can't believe Carlos Delgado signed it because it was backloaded. The first year he got paid like $4 million. And then like the rest of the years were monsters. So, of course, what happened? They had Carlos Delgado for a year. Then he got traded to the Mets. That's what happened. But that year, Leroy, 2005, sneaky good year. Sneaky good year. I loved having Carlos Delgado here. I just want, like, give me some bop on this team. Go get me the polar bear. What's the problem?
The money.
Just give him a big fat 1-year deal.
Why do you think people are take that? Like, you're making an assumption if you offer it that they're going to take it. Nobody wants a damn 1-year contract.
Sometimes that's what's been
happening. No! Nobody wants a 1-year contract.
Here's the thing.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going for a shorted, or we're going for a work stoppage possibly next year. Schmeath and Schmolnick. Tobin is Carlos Del Gordo. Such a bastard, dude. I hate you so much. Respect your game, though.
Yeah.
Point for Twitcher.
You're going to a work stoppage next year, okay? So, Pete Alonso, like, we don't know. You don't even know what the CBA landscape is going to be, Pete Alonso. So you come down here.
Well, I know one part of the landscape that's always going to be consistent. Marlins don't have any money.
We're getting $70 million.
That don't mean nothing.
Let's use some of that,
You got a mortgage.
Slice it off, baby. Just a little slice off, a little piece.
No.
Think of all the Mets fans who are going to come here to watch the polar bear play for the fish. And you could pay him in fish.
I would love to see you own a team.
That's literally what Loria did. Every 3 years, he's like, big splash this year, boys. It only really bit him
and
when it came to
the... And then trade him by the All-Star break.
That was his great scheme. He got away with it. What did he get? Over $1 billion.
Yeah.
You know? Like, did anybody not answer for their crimes more than that guy? Guy sat here. What was his reward? A world championship and $1 billion. And art.
Art.
That's what we got. Art. So I'm just saying, one time... Let's just give him. We call up Scott Boras. Okay, what are we getting? $70 million. I don't know how to use. You know, this may be not great economics. Is it a write off? Can we just go like, hey, we're gonna give you half of our $70 million, $35 million for the polar bear to play here this year, right?
I mean, you know, they didn't pay it cash for the team, right?
Hmm?
You have a.
Well, we got lots of investors. I understand, but that.
And they all got all.
This is all you got to do. You put Bendix on the call. And Bendix just has to tell him, polar bear, babe. We're going to hurt the Mets, which will help us in the division. This is a great move. I don't understand why no one's thinking of this.
Because the money part of it.
I understand. But we just do a one fat 1-year deal, maybe an option for something.
Question. Why do you think a player wants to sign a 1-year deal?
There's a work stoppage coming next year, right? So you don't know what the landscape or the lay of the land is going to be. So what
even
if,
less?
What if there's max?
What if something happens to where they put a salary cap on something or something along those lines? You want to already have your contract,
maybe.
So maybe even more of a reason why they want to sign a long term.
Maybe Alonso's disgruntled that they haven't locked him up to this point already. You know, they've let him linger all this time. You know, all these home run derbies that I've won for you and. You know, so maybe he just feels some type of way about it. But you want to know what maybe him and I don't know if he has a Mrs. Polar Bear. Maybe they would like the sunshine instead of that rat ass New York summer. You know, have the ocean here, not some stupid little river. You know, like I think it'd be a great time. Who wants to live in Queens?
You sound ridiculous.
I don't think I do, dude. I think I'm making all the sense in the world. We did this with Carlos Delgado and it almost worked. We did it with Pudge Rodriguez and it worked. Fat one-year deal.
Okay, but you have to have some substantial around him.
We got no. I think this is the makings of a good team. I do. I really do. Between Stowers
just
and Marcy,
you say I really do.
I really do. No, I'm not. I'm not being a jackass about this. The one
yes,
thing,
you are,
dude, Leroy. We got some boppers. All we need. We got some good hitters. Okay. We got Stowers. We got Marcy. We're getting Conine back. I love our up the middle with Otto Lopez and Xavier Edwards. Corner. I'm a little on Connor Norby. Like, I don't really know about him yet. You know, all of a sudden
he's
I'm
young.
Not that young. It's not that young.
Mid-20s?
I honestly wouldn't. You know who I really couldn't stand anytime he stepped up to the plate was Graham Pauly. But I'll tell you one thing about Graham Pauly. You know what about him?
What?
Please, a mean hot corner, dude. A mean hot corner.
What do you think? What was their payroll this year?
Nothing.
What, 40 million?
And I think like a quarter of it went to Stan and the other was to Sandy.
Okay.
They like no one's making money on this team.
So you're saying they should at least get to like 50 million?
Come on, baby. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. And we got Ramirez behind the plate. I think, dude, you stick a polar bear in the middle of this lineup, we got something. Maybe we're going to weaken the Mets. All right, this East is here for the taking. I'm telling you. The Braves are on the downswing. The Phillies are losing some people. I think it's here for the taking. This Bruce Sherman needs to wake the hell up, Bruce, and go get me the polar bear, fat one-year deal. I'm done talking about the Marlins. I apologize. Haven't talked about them in a little bit. Saw Barry Jackson's article. I was very excited about it. And really, I got to be honest with you, I don't know how much I want Reese Hoskins. Like, because I'm looking at, like, the middle of this list. Like, when we go to five below, Reese Hoskins, Donovan Solano used to be here. He's still playing? Respect, dude. 38 years old, Donovan Solano. He used to play here. Josh Bell, we could get him back. That's probably who we're going to end up back with, huh? Josh Bell. Remember him and Berger?
Jeez, Josh Bell. It's been a minute. Oh, I remember. He's not an intangible.
That's right.
And he had a country accent.
That's right. Yeah. I wouldn't mind Josh Bell. I like Josh Bell.
I remember that throwing me off.
I know this sins with me getting Josh Bell and I'll like it. They'll be like, yeah, okay, you wanted polar bear, here's Josh Bell. Like again with Josh Bell? All right. Just do one irresponsible thing, please.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell based on our YouTube numbers that people were not into my Marlins rant. You guys should like baseball. It's fun.
This is Dochi did a rap off of this music called Anxiety.
That's great. Yeah. What?
None. Sorry, I'm trying to give you a little.
Who's Dochi?
Rapper.
It's my anxiety. That song. That's all I know.
I've heard that song.
Anxiety.
I have heard that song. Yeah. She sparked it.
It's this music.
Yeah, I know. Gautier, I got him. He used to be on The Shark all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rock out with your shark out.
I used to know.
Exactly.
Lovely. Lovely vocals.
How's that for music?
Now we need a bit.
We got a bit coming. We got Goosey's No Goosey's coming up.
We
got a bit coming up.
Somebody, technology was someone that I used to know.
Tua Tagovailoa, he says he's not worried about the cold weather.
That's what they all say.
First things first, it's going to be cold. You know, you kind of have that on the top of your mind.
No, you don't.
And then outside of that, it's a mentality. It's a mindset. This is what we get paid to do, to play football, regardless. It's raining, it's snowing, it's sleeting, it's hot, it's cold. Regardless, we got to go out there and play and do our jobs.
Got it, Katy Perry.
Can I just say this?
He probably fits like a plastic bag.
In all the years that I played football, and keep in mind I'm from Louisiana.
Yep.
I've never gone into a game thinking about how cold it was. Because you're all playing under the same conditions. I would always hope for it. Like, the bad weather didn't bother me because the way I ran, it gave me a kind of an advantage. Because I didn't slip or slide a lot.
Gotcha.
But that being said, I'm never going to a game talking about the weather. Ever.
Never?
Never. You know why?
Playing in Cleveland.
Because they're playing in the same conditions.
Yeah, but you also are in the cold. Like, did you ever play in a game, you ever go to, the other place? Well, you never played in Miami, right? That was the weird thing.
I play in every NFL stadium except Miami.
So strange.
Very random. Have I ever gone where it's even colder? Yes!
Than Cleveland? And yes! Minnesota?
Yeah, Green Bay.
Oof.
Chicago.
They still moon you with the cheeks when it's that cold?
Yeah.
Man.
They ain't got nothing else to do. It goes house, stadium.
By the way, I want to apologize. Jesus. This just reminded me. I just saw this Beanstalk of Positivity on TV. Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah.
He did, he did not retract what he said, but he cleaned up, I feel like, what he was saying today. Is I think he probably realized too much. So,
do you think your rant got to him?
I don't know. I don't know. But he reshaped it instead of saying Miami is dangerous, which is a ridiculous statement, which he, I don't even understand. But he said, "Do not sleep on Miami. Devon Achan owns the highest explosive run rate in the NFL. 17.2% of attempts have gained 10-plus yards. His output during the three-game win streak, 428 yards, 6.6 yards per carry, 21 first downs, 14 explosive runs." That is from Dan Orlovsky on Twitter.
So you're apologizing.
Well, I'm not apologizing. I think his original tweet was unbelievably crazy. I mean, you can't call the Dolphins a dangerous team. It's a silly thing. But I wish he would have gone more this route. Mm-hmm. Those are facts. And I said, look, you could say some nice things about Miami and the way they're playing. There's a lot of things to like about how Miami's playing. Mm-hmm. The defensive line, the defense in general coming together, Minka Fitzpatrick's balling out. The offensive line probably looks as stable as it's looked in I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. Just one big problem. that I'm nervous about with the weather and him mentioning the weather.
That see, here's
and
the
I'm
problem.
Just saying,
here's
I'm
the
nervous
problem.
About it, and I'm nervous that he's gonna go to that he's gonna go to MetLife, and we're gonna be having ducks. It's gonna be duck season, they're gonna get picked off, and we're gonna be upset.
Can I just say this? If you don't want people to talk about the weather, then you don't talk about the weather. If you are thinking about the weather, you've already put yourself at a disadvantage.
Yeah, but it's
like,
a thing.
I would rather just go to the game and find out how cold it is when I get there.
Evan says,
why? Because I'm not going to not play.
Tua's never lost to the Jets. Have faith. Look, he never lost to the Jets. He's also never won in under 46 degrees. Very specific temperature. But never lost under 46 degrees.
Well, they just go when the last time he's won in cool weather, and it was 47.
Do you know?
So they go.
Do you know? Well, I think he's only won one that's under 50.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means, though?
What?
Something's got to give.
I mean, it only can give one way. Otherwise, it's status quo.
Well, that's why something has to give.
No, it doesn't have to give.
Well, it has to. Otherwise,
wait,
it's tied.
If he continues to lose, that's not giving.
No, it
that's the way it is.
Because if he loses, that would be his first loss to the Jets.
Oh,
if he wins.
Oh, so you're taking two different situations and bringing them together and say he's either going to win in the cold or lose to the Jets.
That's typically what it means when you say something's got to give.
Yeah, but I didn't know what your two things were.
Well, that's just you not paying attention.
I was paying attention.
I just told you that the stats were that he's never lost to the Jets, but he's also never won in this kind of weather.
Fine.
That's why it's something has to give, unless it's a tie, of course. Oof. Could you imagine if there's a tie?
Because you know if it's a tie, it's going to be like 9-9.
Oh.
It's not going to be like 35-35. Okay, so going into this week.
Yes.
I mean, look, the one thing that I've been really impressed with, if regardless of what's going on with Tua, how A-Chan is doing, the one thing that you really have to be happy about is the way the young guys have progressed during the course of the year.
No doubt.
No doubt. Because we were talking about Savion Nyas being the worst guard to ever play football, and you haven't even heard his name in the last month.
That's true.
All right. We were talking about Kenneth Grant and how he was getting dumb trucked for the whole season, and now he's in the backfield making plays.
Yep.
So
Zeke Biggers.
New Jordan Phillips. You got to say new Jordan Phillips. So that's kind of real promising. I just wish the coach would get out of his way sometimes. Stop overcoaching it.
It's the coach and the QB, dude. That's like the thing. It's like I like a lot of the stuff. It's the coach and the QB. I just don't know.
They have an excellent offense, but they don't have any adjustments to the same looks. Like instead, they have a different play. You know, there's nothing wrong with lining up the same way you did on another play, but running something totally different.
That's why
you don't always have to keep going in motion 1,000 times. Sometimes defenses get lulled to sleep. Like line up in a formation, they think they know what it's going to be. You run something else, you catch them off guard.
That's why the direct snap to Brunskill is the way.
Go.
I'm telling you, dude, that's the wild card we need. Just sit on it. Come in tomorrow, you
First
may
of all,
feel different.
No. I'm going to feel the same way, if not be more pissed off, that you want to go in there two thumbs up. that right there is no.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
No, just genuinely, what's wrong with you?
I like having fun. I like messing with
you. You know, I just want to be clear about
He's
something.
He's also the only one having fun. He's
yeah,
out here
you're the
shaming.
Only one having fun.
Wait a minute. Wait. Nobody said no when you and Lupe was talking about my nose hair.
Okay, look, first of all, I didn't talk about your nose hair.
And you guys...
You wanted to get it. You wanted to use house clippers.
I did not want to get
they
it,
say,
okay?
Oh, use some house clippers. You want me to use some house scissors.
That wasn't today, Leroy.
That was today. You know she what? Said...
I was very silent.
Leroy was very inappropriate in the office, and we'll talk about it. You were.
No, I wasn't.
You were. And we'll get to it, but we got to get to Goosies, no Goosies. We'll save that. We'll get to it at the top of next hour, because your behavior with all the new people... You just got to chill, dude. Fat shaming and short shaming are the same.
I give everybody a nickname.
And also, like, what if they really hate that character? You're insulting them double.
You think?
I was smiling.
You think a wee?
It's all in good fun.
You think a wee person would love the idea of being called a Lord of the Rings character?
Some people have low self esteem, Leroy.
No. You're truly something. Huh? What do we got for Goosies? No Goosies, Jennifer.
Well. This is Mike McDaniel with praise for Devon Achan.
What's been a game changer is he's not an independent contractor. He is so tight with the offensive line. He's a dynamic person that is just scratching the surface in that regard too. But he has players playing for him, trying to get that extra strain. You can see... I mean, every rep that Julian Hill has, he's flying around somewhere trying to get that last influential block. But all the guys really take pride. They know he has an ability that if we just leave one guy for him, he can make a miss. If their guy's blocked and not pursuing, that's where we get the big plays that he's always capable of. You know, we were able to do, I think, the first drive. That was an example of that. But he's, you know, I keep saying really good things about him because he keeps giving me really good things to say.
Wow.
Okay. That was about Devon Achan, right?
Yes.
Because I heard 17 other people's names.
Do you got the Goosies or not the Goosies?
I got the Goosies about Devon Achan.
Goosies!
Just not him talking about him. Right?
Yeah.
You got the Goosies.
I agree.
Oh, so you don't have the Goosies.
I have the Goosies about Devon Achan.
That wasn't the question. Do you have the Goosies from the praise that Mike McDaniel gave to
no.
Devon Achan? Really?
No, because no I didn't Goosies. Try to. It took me 20 minutes to figure out who the hell he was talking about when he started mentioning other players.
What do you mean? He was talking about he's not an independent contractor. He's friends with all of those blockers. I thought that was Goosies.
That's a good business arrangement right there.
It is. That's why it's Goosies. That's why it's Goosies.
All right. I
imagine you with your relationship with Steve Everett, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's an old lineman.
Yeah.
That's different.
It's not different.
Yeah, it's different than tight end.
Well, he said his O-line and he said his tight end.
Yeah. O-line. You got to be close to them. You know why? Because you want somebody to have your back when you're getting your ass kicked.
I understand.
Yeah.
But I have the goosies.
I don't. Mike made me lose it.
Wow.
I had the goosies. He got the goosies out of me.
Okay. Sorry.
Too long of explanation.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
Jennifer, you got the goosies?
Look, I love H.N., but he just land the plane a little bit faster, you know, please?
You know he can't
because
land the plane.
Because I cannot, like, I dozed off. I don't remember what he said.
I forgot what the question was. Yeah. I always forget what the question is.
Why is Devon H.N. the best?
No goosies.
Because, like, you know my concentration's not there. Right?
Yeah, you can tell you're focused on other things. Like pointing out the obvious physical traits in people.
That's not, no. I was.
You're a little embarrassed by your behavior, I could tell. I know when you feel like you've now realized you stepped over the line. No, and I could tell that you think you did that.
I'm still wondering who he was talking about.
Next time, that guy needs to get like, I don't know, you need to get him like some Swedish fish or something. It wasn't very nice.
Oh, you want to give me? Want me to get him a little candy?
Chico, welcome to your first Goosies No Goosies. Do you have the Goosies from Mike McDaniel's praise of Devon Achan?
No Goosies.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Self-admittedly, I have ADHD, and he lost me at the first like 4 or 5 seconds. I have no idea what he was talking about. I was just hoping that I hit the right button when you asked me to here, and I tried. So you know what?
Today's
No Goosies.
Wow.
That's how much.
Dan, you got the Goosies from Mike McDaniel's praise?
Dan, Goosies?
I'm going to go with no goosies simply for the part. I didn't like the use of independent contractor. I thought more like it would, when you say independent contractor, you mean like a guy on a 1-year rental or a guy that's half a season. It kind of threw me off a little bit. But other than that, I like the message. It's just kind of wrong terminology.
Gotcha.
No goosies.
Gotcha. All right. Number two, Jennifer.
So here we have Chris Paul trolling the Clippers after his release. He was FaceTiming with Lob City.
Really?
Look at that.
The Lob City?
The Lob City.
Wow, look at that. Okay, so JVig has thrown up a FaceTime. It's Chris Paul FaceTiming.
That's not Chris Paul.
On the bottom.
Oh, in the little one. Okay, I'm looking at the top. Okay, I got
DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin of Lob City fame. You know what? I got the goosies. You can laugh at a bad situation. You know, you call your friends. You'd be like, can you believe these mother bleepers?
Goosies!
I like that. Make the best out of a bad situation. You got the goosies?
I like the fact that he could just get run out of town and still smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making light of it.
Goosies!
Jennifer?
I have the goosies, too. I mean, look at those smiles. They're all laughing.
Wait, why do you say Chris Paul is life-size in this screenshot? See? Look at that.
And you know I love a good troll, so.
Chico, you got the goosies?
Goosies! Yes, sir. I'm a big Blake Griffin fan. Anything he does gets a thumbs up for me.
He's very good on Amazon Prime with Udonis Haslam. He's been very enjoyable. Dan Day, you got the goosies from Chris Paul?
Yeah, Chris Paul, legend in the game. And anytime you can pile on a garbage organization like the Clippers, why not?
100%.
Goosies!
You know, he's a OG pal.
And, yeah. When they were the Hornets.
Yep.
Oh, man. That was those were fun days. Him and David West.
It's pretty amazing Tyson that Chandler. Their nickname was the Hornets.
Well, it's weird that the Utah stole the
We didn't
Jazz.
Got no damn bees.
You think you could have a negotiation and you could be like, could they change Utah to like the Utah Real Housewives of Mormon Wives? And you get the Jazz back in New Orleans? Could save the franchise.
I mean, they did it. They've done it with a bunch of different franchises.
Yeah, remember when Charlotte was the Bobcats?
Yeah.
That was stupid. What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, we had a little preview of this earlier, but Terrence Crawford was telling the WBC to shove it.
Yeah. I can't play it on the air because he cursed a lot.
Too much. It was too much.
He cursed a lot. But Terrence Crawford.
I want me to give it a gist of it?
Yeah.
So, who is it? The
WBC. The Green Belt. For all those who watch boxing, it's the Green Belt.
The WBC wants to charge him $300,000 for having the belt. And he told him, keep the belt. It ain't nothing but a trophy anyway. I'll keep my $300,000. Which means that now the WBC is going to lose credibility because now whoever's going to get the belt would be the people that pay the money.
It's a crazy thing. It's less than the other belts want. The ring belt, which he has, which is, you know, given by Ring Magazine, which is now owned by turkey a la shake, but it's that's free. It's just distinguished. You're the undisputed super middleweight champion of the world, 168 pounds. He beat Canelo Alvarez. We all saw him beat Canelo Alvarez, and now you're trying to squeeze him because he made $50 million for this fight. Now, this is the thing I didn't like about Mauricio Suleiman and why I have the goosies of Terrence Crawford's telling him to shove it. Suleiman thinks that he's doing him a favor because he's like, our typical sanctioning fee is 3%, which we weren't going to do on a $50 million purse. We just simply asked for $300,000. And I'm like, hey, man, look, if anybody's uplifting the brand here, it's Terrence Crawford being your champion.
Yes.
Not you being around his waist. So I got to tell you, I got the goosies. I'm glad Terrence Crawford told him to shove it.
I definitely got the goosies because he's the one person that I think no matter what he says, everybody's going to side with him.
Yeah, it's just disingenuous. I didn't like it from Suleiman. You know, I get it. Look, I understand that the
he just want free money.
Belt brings prestige at a certain level to certain fighters.
Now, once you realize it costs money to have the belt.
Yeah. Well, look, there are guys who do need a championship to kind of uplift their profile. If you say that, I get that. You know, on the come up, you're 20-something years old, and you're like, hey, this guy's the champion. I understand the distinction of being ranked by those guys. There's got to be a cap of it, though. Like, there's got to be, like, whatever that price is, $2,000. Whatever it costs to make those belts, maybe that's the price. But it ain't $300,000.
No.
And by the way, you guys make trinkets. Every time there's a fight, WBC, and then, you have, like, some extra belt that you bring along and just be like, here's our Independence Weekend belt. McGregor and Mayweather fought for a belt that you guys just made. You called it the money belt and made it $1 million, which, by the way, it wasn't $1 million. People just like laid that thing all over the place. But the point is,
right, it was just
you like, guys just like being in the middle of the show as it is. Like, so don't, oh, boo, you're fine.
Jennifer, I don't understand why they feel that they are owed that.
I don't know. And he's like, and they didn't, the thing that he was, that upset me about Suleiman is he goes, he didn't even apologize.
For what? Winning the belt?
If anything, they should apologize.
Oh, bad look. Bad look. So I got the goosies for Terrence Crawford. You got the goosies, Jennifer?
I do have the goosies. You tell him to shove it.
Chico?
Absolutely got the goosies. It's nice to see somebody with some profound fulfillment who says, hey, I don't need that title around my waist. I know who I am without it. So take it, shove it. I'm a champion without it.
Congratulations to the next WBC 168-pound champion, who's not Terrence Crawford.
Right. That is never going to fight Terrence Crawford.
I bet you anything, if whoever did win that championship, whomever it may be, if David Benavidez came back down and won the 168, whoever it may be, something tells me that WBC would still want them to fight for an undisputed championship. Maybe there'll be principled people be like, no, we can't do a Terrence Crawford fight. What? Dan Day, goosies, no goosies?
I got the money. Can I be the champ?
Oh, man.
No goosies.
That's all we got for goosies. No goosies. Got to take a break, and we got to get into your behavior.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.